2 days ago, the expectation among many Democrats was that Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer would be their candidate for governor next year. Attractive, articulate, and charismatic, she's been the party's primary and most visible public voice since Rick Snyder became governor 2 years ago. Yesterday, however, she took herself out of the running. She has two preteen daughters and said, sensibly, "To be the kind of mom I want to be for my girls simply does not allow me to make the kind of commitment necessary to run a successful campaign for governor at this point in their lives." Some may think that's a cop-out, that she isn't running because she thinks Snyder is unbeatable. But I talked yesterday to someone who knows her well and says she's being completely honest. Her daughters do mean a lot to her, and I think you have to admire that. This is a dilemma, by the way, many women in politics face. Republican Danielle Karamanos just resigned as a member of the Wayne State Board of Governors because she has four small children and concluded that she couldn't do both jobs. Now, it's conceivable that Whitmer might still run for Attorney General. You don't have to worry about a primary. The party picks its nominee in late summer, and you only have a 2-month campaign. But whatever she does next, her exit exposes a terrible problem the Democrats face. In sports terminology, they have no bench. This is largely because they lost two major statewide offices more than a decade ago, Secretary of State and Attorney General. Democrats used to own those offices. Attorney General Frank Kelly was famous for mentoring and grooming young political talent during the 37 years he held office. Among those who first worked for him were future Governor James Blanchard and Senator Carl Levin. But there isn't anyone like that today. Governor Jennifer Granholm didn't leave any heirs. Thanks to Republican-controlled redistricting, Democrats today only have 5 seats in the House. 3 of their congressmen are octogenarians, 1 is brand new, and the last one, Gary Peters, is unlikely to give up a safe seat for a long-shot chance, especially because he was a total flop when he ran for Attorney General 11 years ago. So, who are the Democrats left with as potential candidates for governor? Well, there's John Austin, the State Board of Education president, who's earnest, smart, but sadly, a deadly dull speaker. And there's Mark Schauer, who served 1 term in Congress from Battle Creek before being tossed out. Neither of these men are apt to make hearts beat wildly. Now, I suppose the Democrats could come up with a surprise candidate from the business community, sort of their own Rick Snyder. Some have talked about Denise Illich, but I doubt it. No Michigan governor has been denied a second term in more than half a century, and despite some bitter controversies, Governor Snyder looks pretty safe now. That could change, of course. In fact, the governor has yet to confirm that he'll run. But even if he doesn't, Republicans have several strong candidates. Democrats have a personnel problem, and that's unlikely to change anytime soon.